From Spark and Anvil and Pixel Forge, this is Pixel and Canvas in Chapter 1 of the Pixel Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The Pixel Forge studio hummed with a quiet, steady thrum, two screens glowing like twin moons in the dim space. On the left, a small square monitor displayed an intricate grid, 64 individual squares, each a solid block of color. This was Pixel's entire world. Pixel, a quick, bright spark of light, zipped from square to square, altering a color with a sharp, almost imperceptible pop. On the right, a vast shimmering screen filled the wall, revealing the complete image, a portrait of a robot, its metallic face curved into a gentle smile. This expansive canvas was Canvas's realm. Canvas, a calm, steady frame of light, observed the entire composition at once, like a conductor watching an orchestra. "Just a touch more magenta in square E7, Pixel chirped, implementing the adjustment with a quick, bright flash. A single dot on the robot's metallic cheek instantly turned a brighter, more vibrant pink. From across the room, a deep, resonant voice drifted from the larger screen. "That's a bit loud, little friend," Canvas said, the words echoing softly. From this distance, that one dot looks less like a glow and more like a sudden, alarming rash. Pixel froze mid-zip, a tiny jolt of indignation rippling through its spark. "A rash? It's not a rash. It's a rosy glow. It's the most perfect rosy magenta-y glow in the entire history of dots." "Perhaps," Canvas rumbled thoughtfully, the large screen flickering almost imperceptibly. "But a single perfect dot, however brilliant, can still disrupt the whole picture."
Ignoring Canvas's observation, Pixel zoomed back into the small grid. The big picture, with its distant robot and its vague rash problem, felt irrelevant. What truly mattered was this square, this one tiny crucial choice. The portrait depicted a robot, and Pixel's current mission involved its left eye. The task was to create a single shining point of light, a glint that would make the eye appear real and brimming with life. It had to be absolutely perfect. Pop! A square flared bright white. "Too bright," Pixel muttered, a tiny spark of frustration. Pop! It shifted to a light gray. "Too dull." Pop! A pale, icy blue. "Too cold." Pixel's existence revolved around these minute decisions. Each dot was its own universe, a singular challenge. Every color selection felt like the most significant event imaginable. To Pixel, a picture wasn't a unified entity. It was thousands of tiny individual things, all meticulously arranged in a neat grid. If every single dot achieved perfection, then the entire image had to be perfect, didn't it? "There," Pixel finally chirped, settling on a slightly off-white, a color reminiscent of a tiny polished pearl. The perfect glint. It gives the eye so much character. Within the confined 8x8 grid, it truly looked brilliant. A lone star shining brightly in a cosmic sea of blues and grays.
Meanwhile, Canvas observed the entire 256x256 pixel image shift. When Pixel's perfect white glint appeared in the robot's eye, the whole portrait suddenly felt off-kilter. The robot's expression, previously serene, now seemed startled, almost wide-eyed. The new, intensely bright dot possessed such visual power that it threw everything else out of balance. The friendly curve of the smile appeared less welcoming. The subtle tilt of the head, meant to convey warmth, now seemed awkward, almost forced. "Pixel, we have a balance problem," Canvas announced, the voice devoid of anger, merely concerned. It was the tone of someone studying a complex map, not focusing on a single, isolated street. To Canvas, every color possessed both a weight and a direction. A bright color commanded immediate attention, shouting its presence, while a dark color receded, feeling quiet and heavy. The ultimate goal was to guide the viewer's eye smoothly across the entire picture, allowing them to absorb the story of the smiling robot. But at this moment, the story screamed, "Look at this one weirdly bright dot in my eye!" Canvas sighed, a gentle flicker rippling across the vast screen. "The dot itself might be perfect, but the overall composition is broken."
"Broken? It's not broken." Pixel zipped across the studio, abandoning the small screen for the large one, hovering directly in front of the robot's face. From this new, wider perspective, taking in the entire image, Pixel could finally grasp Canvas's meaning. The single, tiny dot truly did stick out. It was like one person shouting loudly in a quiet library. It became the only thing you could focus on, dominating the visual field. "Oh," Pixel said, the zippy energy draining away for a moment, leaving a quiet hum. "I see. It's a good dot," Canvas affirmed kindly. "It is bright and full of character. It's simply in the wrong place, at the wrong brightness. It's a solo performance, when what we are trying to create is a choir." This exchange was typical of their collaborative process. Pixel would meticulously build the individual notes, one by one, with incredible singular focus. Canvas would then listen to the entire song, ensuring all the notes worked together to create a harmonious melody. Pixel zipped back to the 8x8 grid, its mind buzzing with a new, promising idea. Okay, what if it's not a star? What if it's more of a soft glow?" Pop! The bright white dot was instantly replaced with a much softer, gentler gray-blue.
They both watched the big screen, holding their breath. The change was immediate and profound. The robot's expression softened, the previous startled look melting away. The eye still held a glint of life, but it was a quiet one now. It no longer demanded all the attention. Instead, it gently guided the viewer's gaze from the eye down the subtle curve of the metallic cheek to the warm, inviting smile. The whole face worked together again, a unified expression. The delicate balance was restored. "There it is," Canvas hummed, the entire frame glowing with a soft, pleased light. "Now the sparkle is an integral part of the eye. The eye is an essential part of the face, and the face, in turn, tells a complete and compelling story." Pixel hovered beside Canvas, looking at the finished portrait. The tiny grid on the other screen showed a few simple squares of color, a collection of individual choices. The big screen, however, showed a friendly robot, brimming with warmth and personality, a cohesive whole. Both views were undeniably true at the same time. One was simply zoomed in, revealing the intricate details, while the other was zoomed out, revealing the grand design. "From a single perfect dot," Pixel said, a newfound respect for the big picture echoing in its voice. "To a whole perfect world," Canvas finished, the resonant words settling like a final, satisfying chord.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pixel and Canvas. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.